Ski resorts are for skiing, but what happens when there is no snow? That's when many step up their game to get people to visit anyway. At Mount Hood Meadows, that's exactly what has happened, and one thing that attracts people is really good food. Veronica paid a visit to check out the Mexico Food Festival and talked to executive chef Matthew Grimsley.
We're really trying to build Meadows being known as a place to come. So what we're doing is offering a lot of culinary events, a reason to come up here and check it out, get people that exposure that it's not just coming to Meadows to ski, and that's what most of Portland's used to. Kind of don't know that we're operating summer, so each year we've been growing. You know, the long-term goal is to add a lot more recreational things out here, hopefully zip lines at one point. But for the food, we just try to make it fun. So we started that this year, doing more of the festival-type food events. And I really want to promote it as appreciation of different cuisines. You know, we get so used to what you think Mexican food is or what you think Italian food is, right? There are very few, like in Italy is probably one I'm going to add next year, is very small portion that is marinara sauce and all that, right? You go to different areas where they hit the seafood and they use white beans and sage and garlic, and it's just a totally different experience than what us as Americans are used to eating. So same thing with Mexico. They don't even know what a burrito is down there. Right. They don't eat burritos. You know, I took the different areas of Mexico, like northern Mexico, Chihuahua, that area, they're all cowboys, right? And so the food reflects that. They eat a lot of beef, they eat lamb, because they farm lamb. And so I'm taking a couple of traditional dishes from the regions and putting my spin on it, but also doing it in the traditional way.
It's almost like it's educational. I was looking at the menu a little bit, because if you don't know, if you think Mexican food is Taco Bell, you're getting a taste of what comes from each region.
Right, the seven regions of Mexico. Some of the famous dishes from that area. So like Oaxaca is mole sauce. Is like, that's where it originated. That's where the best mole is. So we're doing mole with some tamales. And, you know, that's where I'll put spins off things. You know, they eat a lot of cactus in Mexico. But they don't make a lot of cactus tamales. It's usually chicken or pork, and so we're making cactus tamales just to kind of put that spin, but still use the mole, all prepared in the usual ways. And then what I do is I'll write a menu. I do my research. I don't copy recipes. I never print out something off Food Network and use it. What I'll do is look at the ingredients that they commonly use. And I've been cooking now for 35 years and executive chef for 21 years. But I know enough about food that I can put those flavors together and make my own recipes. So I'll get the gist of what they do,
right,
and then develop my own. But then I also involve my entire team, right? So it's not me saying, here's a recipe, make it. Right. What do you think? You know, and we taste things and work it all together. So it involves our teams having a lot of fun with these events as well.
Fun and collaboration usually translates to delicious, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, have it not just be a job, you know. Why do I do this? You know, because I love to cook, you know. And all winter, I'm just doing the same thing over and over and over for thousands and thousands of people. And I love that part of the job, but that's not what drives me. It's creating events and having fun and then really getting to watch the people enjoy the event.
That is Matthew Grimsley, the top chef at Mount Hood Meadows. See the pictures of the delicious food at KXL.com and on our KXL Facebook page.